everybody.
Who else is with us? Allison?
Allison, I'll try.
Okay, I would like to call the Cultural Committee meeting to order December 27th, 2016. The time is 2:28 PM. Roll call, please.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congressman Baker?
Here.
Congresswoman Bethelhead? Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congressman Shaw? Congresswoman Pratt?
Okay, all right, we have a quorum. Prayer. John, please.
Thought you were content. Up the car, here the hour, I get on come back. He's still my locker, but I'll be come back. Was I see Nikasi locker, but I'll be come back. No Nikasi. Zikasia Paski locker, but I'll be come back. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this day, and I want to thank you for this holiday season, the birth of your son, Jesus Christ. I want you to look after all of our people as they go through the holiday season, and be with all of our elders, give them good health, and the children, give them a long, long life, productive life. And just bless all of our people at this season, Heavenly Father. Give us this committee that knowledge and wisdom to do the right things for our people. In the name of Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Thank you. Okay, so the approval of minutes. Please review the minutes for November 30th.
Motion to approve the minutes for November 30th. As amended, if you're going to change it.
Okay, motion made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed, say no. Minutes are approved. Next is consideration of OSCA 1716, an act to appropriate the sum of $90,000 to the Language and Cultural Resources Division to conserve and copy the Osage Mission collection at the Jesuit Archives in St. Louis, Missouri, and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Hamilton, you are the sponsor, and you have the floor.
Okay. I was called about sponsoring this a few weeks ago in regards to the Jesuit Archives in St. Louis. It contains, it's just notified as the Osage Collection. It's when Osage was in St. Paul, Kansas in the 1800s. There's a lot of historical documents pertaining to our tribe. My contact executive has been John Williams, who is president and has been to the collection. Besides having the handout or the support documentation, he can probably answer questions in regards to any more details that you might have.
Thank you. Mr. Williams. Like to add anything to that in particular?
Yes, I would. First of all, I want to thank you for inviting me over here to this with the congressional committee. Always an honor to speak before the leaders of the nation. So, anyway, what we were looking at back early last year, we'd stopped at the Jesuit Archives after making an appointment with them. When we got there, what we found, there were like several boxes, and I mean like the old cardboard file boxes you have in the office here, that had all our records and ledgers and whatever in it. Those papers are over 150 years old. There's so much history in the archives there of Missouri, the people that were there, that no one is really a priority. So preserving those records has been not one of the highest priorities that you can see it there. In communications with the archive people, they've given us two options, an option A and an option B. The option A basically just says, hey, we'll take them apart, we'll take photographs of them, and we'll put a protective edge on them. That's the $25,000. That's only a temporary fix. These documents are so important to our history, our language, and our culture that we need to go all the way with it. With option B for the $90,000, and like Chief said this morning, it may be a little more than that, we're going to take every one of those ledgers apart, digitally or electronically transfer them to disk. We will get a copy of those for our archives. They will make those records available, the originals, to the general public as they make ones to come up, and they will let them handle them. Now, Congressman Maker, I spoke with him earlier, when he was up there, they didn't use gloves or any of the acid-free stuff that it takes to preserve these papers. When we were there, we had to wear latex gloves at least. But the ledgers that we looked at, the bindings are in poor condition. The ledgers themselves are printed back on onion skin paper, which is very brittle in the first place. They're still very legible. I think Chief sent everybody a copy or a photo of some of the information that we looked at. What we did see was a creation story as told by those people in the 1820s, 1840s that were passed down from the 1700s. There was also a story in there about preparing for a big buffalo hunt. There were different ceremonies being described. These are all cultural things that most of us don't have any knowledge of anymore. The only way we're going to learn these is through studying, to get our history together, to pull together and say, hey, let's teach our young people where we came from, who we were, and what we were. I visited St. Paul Mission there in Kansas. A lot of these writings came from that area. I think it was his name, Father Schoenbacher. Right. They had done a lot of these manuscripts, these writings, these ledgers, these diaries, whatever. They're very detailed in what they write. When you look at some of the Osage dictionary that we were able to see, some of the words they used back then are different than some of the words we use today. And I talked to Cameron Pratt about that. He says, language evolves every generation. Well, it's been several generations since that time. But we need to study our people, how we were, look at our history. I've always been told, in order to create your future, you have to know where you came from, what your past is, and what your history is. This is one way we can do that. In the option B, which is what, personally, I would recommend, they will tear every one of these books down. They will digitally copy them. They will then rebind all these papers with protective edges. The conservator will take care that every manual they turn back in or ledger will be in better shape than when they received it. And I can guarantee right now, if we don't do something to preserve these records for the Osage Nation, for people, they may not exist in 20 years because the paper is brittle. A lot of it's torn. The conservator said they can repair those tears. They will repair the edges of the papers. And that's all in the option B. So if we're going to do anything, let's don't do a temporary fix. Let's do something that's permanent. Let's go with option B. Make sure that everything is restored, corrected, and saved for our future generations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congressman Tillman?
Thank you. Mr. Williams, if you could, don't go too far, come over. Several things that I, when I saw this appropriation request for $90,000, I know in the business of preserving artifacts, $90,000 isn't a lot of money. But I also was wanting to know from the appropriations chair, Congressman Shaw, where this money's going to come from. And where that money, is it coming out of the general fund? Is it coming out of the fund that we just set up in the last session? I don't know these things. The other things that I talk, when I read this, I see archives, 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 and I know we have an archive department. Who is the director?
Mary. Mary Ralph.
Mary, okay. Same one that was there when I was a division leader. Has she been involved in these discussions since she's the director of our archives? And have we set out maybe a priority? Is this maybe the director of that department? Is this one of the things that she agrees would be?
Yeah, I have not been involved with Mary at all on that. I don't know what the chief's involvement is. Maybe Jason could fill us in on that.
Assistant Chief
Redcorn. Thank you. To the Congressman's questions, the type of archives that Mary takes care of are completely different from these types of archives. Her archives are the modern sort, and they dump those after a certain number of years, 5-7 years. We're talking about historical archives, and they're much more similar to what the museum here would keep. And the way they would take care of things as opposed to how Mary does it. So, no, she has not been involved, but she certainly probably wouldn't under normal circumstances.
Okay. Also, has there been any requests or look for grants to help us with this funding? Because it would seem to me, as Mr. Williams has said, that if in 20 years we don't do something about the possibility that these records could be gone, surely we could ask and see if our grants department could see if there's some money available out there to go after these types of issues to be able to preserve these. I don't know. Has that been looked at?
Chief.
Congressman, I don't know exactly, but I can tell you that they don't belong to us now, and they wouldn't belong to us after this is over. So our ability to secure a grant for something that belongs to someone else, I think the Jesuits may have that ability, but I don't think we do. I could be wrong, but I certainly don't think that we could get a grant to preserve something that belongs to someone else.
Okay, and you know, and I hear what you're saying, I don't think, and I don't know either. So
I would just seriously doubt it, but I learn in this business never to say never.
Also, do the Jesuits up there, the Catholic Church up there, hold any of our headright money? Do they benefit from that? I don't know that question either. And if so, could they pay for that? And could a program pay for some of this within our own programs that we have, wherever it be in archives, whether it be in culture, whether it be anywhere? Just look at $90,000 is a lot of money, a lot of money. And I don't know if this is the priority to do that. I know there's depositories down in Texas that hold numerous similar type things that the Jesuits have. And I'll just want to make sure that our priorities are aligned with what we need to do now. But as Mr. Williams has said, it's we have maybe up to 20 years. So I just wondered if there were maybe other options that the programs could look at, if the churches up there had headlight money that they could push towards this, or some other way, another just, hey, here's 90,000 that I'm not sure without talking to Congressman Shaw of where this is coming from.
Congressman Hamilton has hand up to respond to.
In regards to the funding, I've been with our budget analyst, and this legislation was written up for the funds to come from the retained revenue fund, which would take April. There is no money in the general treasury to cover this. In regards to the head rate, these documents come from the 1800s, which was before the head rate system, I believe. So I don't know if there'd be any head rates up there in St. Paul, Kansas, or St. Louis. It's my understanding this just came out in November, and this is a chance for us to digitize, to step in and digitize it, and so we could have it. We'd have access to it once we pay for the digitization of the records. So we would have those copies to share with the Osages.
Congressman Buffalohead?
I hear Congressman Tillman's concern. There are questions that I support. Does the Catholic Church or the Jesuits have any head right money that could be used towards this? My concern is that we're here in a special session, and to me, this isn't a piece of legislation that I really want to vote on right now. Number one, we don't have all members of Congress here because this special session was called pretty last minute after people had plans, and as many of us got here as possible. We don't have the head of our appropriations committee here, and I would like to hear from him. Hearing from Eli is great, but I would like for appropriations to be able to sit down and talk with us about how this would impact us. But more importantly, what I'm hearing is that we don't have the money in our general treasury, and we're about to hear from a congressman later on about finding the money to put proper water pressure systems down in the village of Homney after we've appropriated millions of dollars to build a new structure down there. Come to find out, we don't have adequate water systems down in the village if there's a fire to put a house fire out, much less a $4 million building. And we're trying to figure out right now. I know a couple of us are like, well, we can't very well put $4 million into a new building and then have our residents down in the village be unsafe. And right now, we've all learned that they're unsafe, that there's no hydrants down there with proper water pressure to put out a house fire. That is what we've learned. To me, that's a priority. It's a priority because we need to keep our village residents safe, and we've already appropriated the money. I'm not saying I'm opposed to this. What I'm saying is I will be voting no based off of time alone and not having all of our members here to hear something like this, and doesn't have anything to do with me not wanting to support it. It just, I would much rather hear this in the spring instead of it being rushed through our committee, not hearing from appropriations, and really not hearing from, maybe this is the priority of the executive branch, but I feel like 90,000 is a lot of money, and we need to get on the same page as we get down to our last dollars and cents out of the general treasury, and now we're looking at funding from something else, given that we know some other needs are coming up, like the water supply system in the Homney Village. I would prefer to wait on this until the spring session. That's just my one opinion, my vote.
Thank you. Congressman Micah?
I agree with what's been said here today, but I also want to point out that I do think this could be put on a a top priority list somewhere in this nation, because these historical records and documents are tied to our past. Those old writings are written in the way our people spoke in that old ancient Osage language, and it can be translated. I looked at some of them. I've been up there myself 8 years ago and brought some of the records back here for the language program. It was in bad shape then. But I do know $90,000, I would say, is very modest compared to $5 million worth of arbors that are buildings still in stone, and these records are key to our ancient peoples. So I do think, to me, it's a priority, but I don't think we need to do it as quickly as possible.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
I agree it's important, and if just speaking as one person, one vote, I would have put something like this before the statue that got voted out of this Congress in the fall. I would have put this as a priority above putting a statue out there. But that's just me. I realize that there were other members of Congress that felt differently and thought that a statue of someone was more important. This is why I feel like when I say we shouldn't vote everything out on the floor because we never know what's going to come up. This is one of those things where maybe 6 months ago, executive didn't know this was going to come up, but here it is. And if we would have kind of saved a little bit of money in the fall, we would have money for something like this, and it could come out of the general treasury. So I don't know if executive is willing. You all got your statue. If you all are willing to say, we're going to hold off on that statue and just let the money go back to the general treasury, and maybe we could get an appropriation for something like this. I don't know. But I know that this is far more important than a statue. And maybe now is the time for us to try to decide what's more important. I think that's a fair question.
Okay, Mr. Williams and then Mr.
Zahn. Okay, this actually came up sometime around November, when the correspondence started with the preserving of the records and whatever. It was discussed earlier, but nothing was ever decided until they had checked this out. I think it is important that when you look at that St. Paul area, there were 17 Osage villages in that area. So you've got 17 Osage villages and their leaders who have been recorded for this, and I appreciate what you said. I understand having to select priorities,
yeah,
either for trying to save homes from fires or building a statue or whatever. I agree. Water pressure in Hominy Village is important. It's really important. I also agree that this is important. And I can appreciate what you said. And that's why you're elected, to make decisions like that. But you've got 17 villages, village leaders down there, who have contributed to the history of this tribe. There's even a letter from Paiinokashi to the Pope. Now, these are things most of our people don't know about, don't understand. They don't understand the Catholic influence on our people or how we lost our old religions. These are things that we need to know. I can't disagree with the importance of water in Hominy. Yeah. I didn't know about the statue, to be honest with you. But I do know that the priorities as they come up before this Congress and your members of these committees, you have to make these hard decisions. This, I guess, option B, is my recommendation. It would be the best way to go if funds become available. Meanwhile, Congressman Tillman, I appreciate your comments too. I think had we been given more time, we could have involved the our archival system. We could have looked at some more grants, or at least looked for grants. I don't know if they're available. I don't know who would be capable of contacting the Vatican to see if they would use headright money to do anything. But it's a thought. Maybe Congressman Norris over there, he's pretty friendly with the Pope, I understand. But yes, and again, if you are able to consider this and vote on it, you know, $90,000 is not that much money to get our history preserved. If you look at the needs of the Hominy Village, and I'm sure they would all like to thank you for considering them, you know, top priority, and I can understand that. In fact, I appreciate it myself. So, but these are things that, again, with the condition of some of the records, the onion skin paper that's written on or copied on, and the copying method back then, they would write it before the ink dried, they would lay the onion skin on it, press it, preserve it, and put it in the ledger. These ledgers, the bindings are all coming apart, they need to be replaced. The edges of the paper, some of them are torn a little bit, they need to be fixed. The conservator said he could do that. So all I'm asking this committee to do is think about it, consider it. If funding becomes available somewhere, let's move on.
Thank you. Mr. Swan, okay. He's pointing at you and you're going like this. Which
yeah,
one?
No, I'm
you're killing it.
John said when I was
okay. Then, Assistant Chief.
Just got a couple of other considerations for the committee's process. There's two things that at play here. Number one, the documents only exist in one place. So that is the only copy of those documents that exist. If you look into the detail of the correspondence in front of you, what you can discover is that you must conserve this collection before it can be duplicated. And that just means that it's very fragile. Some of it's coming apart, especially the ledgers and the bound volumes. If you'll read the detail work in there, there is the pamphlets and the ledgers are. If you start spreading those out on a flatbed scanner, they're going to get damaged. So what the proposal does is two things. Number one, it conserves it, and it gets the acids out of it. There's a lot of other things that go into that, so the paper is stabilized. But the second thing is, it's duplicated, and we're paying for that duplication. But it's got to be conserved before it's duplicated. Once it's duplicated, it's here. And then we're not just doing something for the Jesuits. When it's here, then all of these people who are researching language and Osage history and the role of the Catholic Church in the Osage Nation have immediate access to those things in our facility. And I would assume that's the museum. I know there's ambivalence here, and there's absolutely no question that water pressure in Hominy, it always gets priority. But this is also a priority. This is a historical priority and I personally believe in it. $90,000 is a lot of money. I think there's way more than, we aren't broke. There's millions of dollars in the treasury. I think we all understand that. So that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Buckland. I agree with everything. I in order for us to get copies of it, we're going to have to help preserve. I think that it's worthy. I just don't think that this is something that should be decided in a special session. And I think that if this is going to be a priority of executive and of this nation, I would support it. And let's see it in either the spring session or the fall session. This is a priority. And we're going to hold back here because this is something that's important to us and we can all get behind, and that's where I would like to see it. That's just my personal opinion. That's where I would like, I don't want to see this in a special session and us not know what else is coming. I don't know what we're going to see in an additional upcoming special session, much less the spring. I just feel like we're not prioritizing enough, and it's a rush to the podium as normal of we need this money, or Congress member saying, I have a pet project and I want this money to go here, here, or here. And I just don't like doing that with my own finances, and I don't want to do it with the people's finances, is all I'm saying. So for what that's worth, to help explain my position.
Anyone else?
I support.
Ready?
Before I make a motion to report out, I just want to say I sponsored it. I understand the, we said before, I hear quite a bit in here in committee meetings and on the floor about Congress members running to the podium. I hear that a lot. I agree, if it's a priority, we need to get on the same page. I didn't sponsor this as a, it's not my project. I didn't sponsor it to run to the podium. I just sponsored it because it's our nation's history and it needs to be done. And I seen that their correspondence was in November and there was a sense of urgency. I did think about the grant. But I started thinking about the grant life cycle, and that would still take a year out. That would do a lot of research. Like I said, it's not our records. We'd have to set up some kind of agreement with the archives to preserve something of theirs. This was something I still believe this Congress can do with the money coming from the retained revenue fund. There's no restriction on that fund. You just need 8 votes. And I thought this would be a good use for it. I just set that fund up a few weeks ago, so I still believe this Congress can do it. I'm ready to make a motion at the committee. Ready to vote on it.
Okay.
Great. Right. I make a motion to report out of ONCA 1716 as a due pass recommendation.
There's a motion on the floor.
Second.
Questions made and seconded to report ONCA 1716 to the Congress with a due pass recommendation. Roll call, please. Or discussion? Roll call. Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehead?
No.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt? No.
Or we'll have to get it out of committee. We can't leave it here. So I'll make a recommendation to pass out ONCA 1716 with a do not pass recommendation to Congress. And the members can vote however they want to vote.
Point of order.
Yes, sir.
Does it have to be voted on? It's not on the call yet, right?
It is
on the call.
The amended call.
Oh, amended call. Got it. Has been. Never mind.
Okay. He's back at work. Okay. I'm sorry. There is a motion for do not pass recommendation. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Discussion. Roll call, please. Congressman Maker.
No.
Congresswoman Bethlehem.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
No.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt. Yes.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Without objection, we are adjourned. Super long.
It's not been added. It's not been added to the class. You filed the legislation.
Did you file that?
Yes.
Well, he's going to have to get it.
So now we're
going to have
to
do that. Yeah. Put it on.
Yeah.
I'm not voting. They have $4 million to be used for that. Sorry. The bank is closed.
That's about to give a little.
Yeah, I'm just irritated that it wasn't done this morning.
Yeah, I'm sure I didn't turn that one.
What'd you say?
No, my niece here.
Well,
she made the money.
I've got to make decisions.
What?
I can't come back in after.
Could you be out of here today?
No, we got to come back in about.
Today.
Huh?
Today.
Oh, I think I'm going to wind up today, aren't I?
GovOps was one of them.
Oh, yeah, we're.
Well, it's wrong.
I thought they were coming back tomorrow.
I'm going to know why the city takes so.
Would you say how it hasn't involved with the money we're receiving at all, or things, I mean, let's take care of, just take care of this or not.
I mean, even that, I feel like there's money.
If it becomes due, let's go work on it.
I think that there's questions that can be answered between now and then.
They set the priorities for that $4 million.
Well, I mean, I'm not.
That $4 million wasn't a project determined by this Congress, but the five-man board sets the priorities.
We can't force them to. They have $5 million, we can't force them. So, I think, my thing is, why would you build the community?
Right.
Right.
At least we get those.
We get back in.
We'll get it done.
Session.
We have another here?
I am not sure. I have to count and see. So, 1, 2, 3, we are.
I got paid.
I did too.
Got paid.
I did too.
How are you?
I also have faith that it can happen.
That's good.
Because they wanted to happen.